This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
You can just PayPal me the money.
For what?
For our staring contest. I just beat you.
Oh, I didn't know we were staring at each other.
What?
I was doing finger dancing.
What?
I was doing finger dancing on the bottom. I wasn't staring at you.
I can't see the bottom of my screen. I had wires blocking. You had such an intent look on your face. I'm like,
I'm sticking up my fingers from the bottom of the frame and they're talking, and then I have this guy going.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even see that.
Level of
concern. Well, send me my money to PayPal, like? On PayPal anyway, all right?
You got it. How much you want? 50 bucks?
50 bucks would be
great.
All
right, great.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us. It's time for emails. No, it's time for texts.
Right, texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. By the way, Memorial Weekend is coming up. And while I've gotten text from people who say, it's pouring in Fremont, it's pouring in Pacifica.
Really?
I don't have any rain here, and in the forecast, it's looking really good. Like, we're going to continue to get warmer as we head to Memorial Day, which is where we'll peak. And that's like 70 in the city and 80 at some beach areas. And by the way, I want to mention this again because our friend Steve from the Sentinel sent this in. The beach closures in Santa Cruz are still in place. They're closed from 11 to 5 every day. So
is that if you're not a resident? Like, can a resident go down there in the middle of the day?
I think I could go surfing. They're allowing people exercise on the beach, but they're not allowing you to throw a towel down at all. Like, that is not
no camping.
Right.
No parking on the beach.
No picnics. So, and I'm not the guy to go to for details, but if you're heading over the road, you want to check that before you come over the hill, because it's my guess they're going to keep that up over the Memorial weekend, as it's traditionally a very crowded weekend over here.
Yeah.
So we'll see, but I'm going to lay low. I'm going to continue to stay sheltered in place. Anyway, here are some of your texts. Here's a few of the things that you guys said. With all those rallies around the country in protest of the stay-at-home orders some 18 to 20 days ago, why do you think there are not any spikes?
I know.
There have been some spikes. I didn't even bother to get into the article today because I knew we wouldn't have time, but apparently Georgia, and they're one of the places that like fully opened up.
Forget it. We're open.
They've been screwing with their numbers in order to not have it appear.
How do you know that? What are they saying?
That's what the article said. It said they're putting them in the different order so that you don't see it going up. The spike. And so I didn't have the article ready for broadcast today, and I didn't bother because right now I'm going to let the Georgia situation play out before I decide.
Yeah, that's gonna be looked into. I mean, really? You opened up wide and now you're fudging the numbers of how many. I mean, yikes.
Yeah, look it up. You'll see the article is
all right.
It's easy to find online. I don't know if it was in the Chronicle or the Merc. I'm jumping back and forth between two of those. Buffets are going to need to set up like Panda Express, says 707. So all of the things are behind glass and you just walk along and tell the person what you'd like. Yeah. You know what? I'm sitting here doing the story about buffets and I'm not even thinking about my daily stop at Whole Foods. I don't even seem to include that. I used to go to whatever that was, Soup Plantation or one of those places where you could just sort of post up and eat for 2 or 3 hours. Take your time, pack it in. Yeah. But yeah, I go to Whole Foods buffet all the time. So that's going to change, I'm sure.
Well, it almost has to, whether they're serving it to you or it just doesn't exist anymore. I just think people aren't going to, that's going to be a whole lot of food sitting out there going to waste.
Right. Yeah. The park and recreation agencies in all of the Bay Area counties are working together with local nonprofit providers, YMCA, and private providers, Bay Clubs, on creating day camp, childcare, aquatics, and other recreational activities for the next phase of reopening. We're all working hard on creating opportunities for working families. This is from Susan A.W., Director of Libraries and Recreation in San Rafael.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you, Susan.
Yeah, thanks. Everyone is trying to get a plan in place, and that's the only, thank God there are people working on it, People who've got a little power and can figure it out.
Hi, Alice fam. Have to be on the roads, and I'm noticing more and more drivers, but there are a lot of that are driving crazy recklessly. Scary and feeling like there will be a lot of accidents as we open up more.
Oh, boy.
Oh. You guys know Eric Carmen. He sings All By Myself, Make Me Lose Control, and Hungry Eyes from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack.
Hungry Eyes.
Yeah, I never watched the Dirty Dancing movie.
I guess he was in the Raspberries. I want to look them up and see if I know any of their songs.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, is this it? Play it.
Hungry Eyes.
This is Eric Carmen, everybody?
I guess so.
Yes, it is.
All right. Yeah, he's not
Raspberries
for me.
Man. No, at he's all. Like soft rocky guy.
Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge Billy Joe fan, so he must, his story was he heard that from his sisters dancing around, right? The cover he did?
Yes. No, the Sean Cassidy version of it of the Eric Carmen song. I'm looking at the Raspberries band. He's not an original member.
Oh.
Well, actually, they might have. You know what? Who cares? Back to you then.
Oh, my God. I thought I was the only one who fell in love with Upload. I was 4 episodes in when I looked up.
Yeah, it's great. Well, they're only like, they're the, one of those 25-minute episodes. So the whole 10 episodes is over in less than 10 hours, Can't do the math. 20 minutes. What, 4 hours? I don't know. I don't know what that is.
415 says, I just wanted to say I love Bryn's ad for Move California Forward. Very
nice.
Oh,
me too. I turn it up. I love that ad. You just sound so concerned and genuine. Let's hear a little of that, and we'll go through it line by line.
Right now. And I'm sure you'll hear it soon.
Apart.
I'm sure it's going to be in the coming stuff.
916 says, Wrong Missy was over the top but hilarious. I couldn't stop watching the girl who played Wrong Missy, Lauren Lapkus. Kind of like a train wreck. Felt wrong to watch, but she was so funny. Yeah,
have to watch that.
She's a star of that. She absolutely outshines David Spade. No question.
Well, look, with a name like Lapkus, I mean, she's,
right.
Go wrong.
No kidding. You can figure probably 95% of Sean Cassidy songs are covers. Is that true?
Yeah, he definitely did a lot of covers. They just got him some songs and went, oh my God, he's so cute. Let's get him out to the Little Girls of America.
What
and
a
I was like,
boat.
I'll take it. I love him. He's a dream. He's so cute. He's dreamy. Oh my God, I love Sean Cassidy so much. Those eyes. And then he was on the Hardy Boys. Him and Parker Stevenson, right?
Yeah.
God, I love the Hardy Boys.
I used to read those books.
Yeah, I read all the Hardy Boys and all the
Nancy Drews.
Yeah, those are great. It turns out that those were just other people wrote those. Like I think I can't remember who wrote the Hardy Boys books, but they were all it was a pseudonym and it was just like a factory that was cranking them out, is what I heard. Maybe I'm wrong. Carolyn Keene, I think, wrote the or the the name Carolyn Keene was attached to all the Nancy Drews.
I enjoyed Wrong Missy. Crazy Woman is a great actress. I don't know if she's great, but she stands out in this film.
In a good way?
In a good way. And I felt like, wow, I've never seen her before. So whatever she's done, this is like, this is absolutely going to be a stepping stone for her.
Mm. Well,
I think.
Yeah, when someone's remarkable, often they get another gig. What'd you find out about the writers of the... Did you look that up, Brittany? No.
No.
Didn't. Okay, never mind.
I didn't. Sorry.
They're saying here Wrong okay. Missy actress was in The Big Bang Theory, but I don't know her from that.
Oh.
I don't know her from that at all. I don't know.
Yeah, that was on my TV a lot, but I really never sat down and watched it. My kids, though, God, they love that show.
Oh, Big Bang?
Oh.
Well, they're very
about.
Much, li- they. I'm sure they see similarities in, right. in themselves.
Hey,
right?
We're dorks, too. Oh, I love nerds.
I got a bunch of people writing in saying, Vinny, you can buy Trolls 2 World Tour for $23.99. Where? Because I
what?
Walked, when I saw this text, I walked out of the room and said, kids, we can finally buy Trolls. And then we switched over, put it up, and it's not available. So I don't know where you're seeing that, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, somebody, so, please send a link. We need that.
I would love to buy Trolls 2. Trolls 1 is... I'm at my wit's end with it. I can't watch it anymore. I can't right. take it.
And not I have a now second, that you know there's another one.
My second kid is in love with Poppy, so I need to be able to buy that second one.
Who, is that Anna Kendrick's character in that?
Yes. Poppy is, she's an all-time great.
Oh, I got to watch. There's so many. I'm missing out on all the good kid movies. Maybe I'll have grandkids someday and then I can watch them all. That'll be fun.
Let's see. LOL. Dishes are one thing I'm on top of. Clean sink every day. It's the only thing I can really control.
Yeah, John seems to care, but I don't even notice when the sink fills up. There he is over there doing the dishes.
Says, I feel you with the dishes thing, Vinny. As an ex-military man, I had a certain standard of living, and having a clean kitchen was one of them. Well, my family... doesn't feel the same way despite my best efforts to teach them otherwise. And in the end, I had to tell myself I love my family more than I love dishes being cleaned immediately. And I still have this conversation in my head and it has seemed to work. It is just my lot in life.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I probably share too many of my negative inner thoughts on the radio. But there's no doubt that I have a tendency to, you know... I can get on a run of really negative thinking, and then I have to go, whoa. What am I doing? Sheesh.
Let's look for a bright side here.
Yeah, we need to breathe, and we need to just calm the hell down. They're just dishes.
Calm the hell down.
God. Hi, guys. Got to mention American Idol winner Just Sam. Sweet voice, person, comes with a grandma and plenty of tears. Okay. Aww. That's good.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of the season, and I feel like it might have been an interesting... It feels like it went by really fast, too, because they were doing some of the stuff... You know, everyone was doing it from home. Maybe they just shortened it up a lot or something. Or maybe these 10 weeks have just flown by.
You think that's it?
In our 10th week of this.
Hey, Vinny.
Yeah.
I did some research on Trolls World Tour, and electronic purchase is June 23rd. And physical copies are on sale July something.
Yeah, there's no place you could buy that.
Maybe they just wanted to see you get up from your chair and go.
Well, they got
try
me.
And try and find it. They were just trying to make you get up.
Well, they didn't just get me too, because I walked out of the room and got both my kids, who were like, "Yay, let's watch!" And then it's not there. Oh, great.
So then you had now you've ruined. Now you're gonna have a bad day with those kids. They're mad at you. Oh, that texture got you good.
I'm sure I'll be able to rally and find something to do. Yesterday, we went and flew kites again.
Oh,
that
fun.
Was our thing. So,
well, it was a nice breezy day.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, it looks like Ryan is back on live this morning. So he survived his stroke or whatever it was he had. Seizure, stroke, whatever.
I don't know, man. He went all... You see my impersonation?
Yeah, that got weird. And I only watched it the one time through this little tiny square
and it was
my
obvious.
Little tiny phone.
Something was up. Maybe it's a repeat.
Sarah?
Yeah.
I started watching Downton Abbey this weekend. I've been up till 2 a.m. last couple days. I just can't get enough of it. I love it.
Oh my God, it's so good. That's what you guys should watch after you watch Handmaid's Tale. Downton Abbey is freaking great. Just what a show. God, I love it. No, oh, please, would someone get me some tea? Oh, I'm absolutely famished, and I may fall down upon my generous bottom if I do not get some sustenance immediately.
Who's that?
Grandmama.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just my impersonation of her. What is a weekend?
Jealous, scheming bitch.
Now listen, you pathetic.
You're a bitch.
Oh. That's Edith and Mary going at it. You're a bitch. Now listen to me right now. Oh, God, that show's great. Oh, so good.
Does sound good.
Man, listen, in the first season, this Turkish ambassador's son comes to the house. And, you know, it's old timey. So Mary's like a virgin or whatever. And she may or may not have done stuff. And then the guy croaks. And, oh, my God. It's like he's in her bed and he's dead. And it's all, oh, we can't let that get out.
So the first time she does it, she kills the guy?
Well, I don't know if they did it or not. And I choose to think maybe they didn't.
You know? Oh, because people often get right there and then say, we should stop right here.
Yeah.
All right.
It's so good. Oh, man. I don't want to. I'm just trying to give you enough to, like, you know, tempt you into watching. Because it's, oh, God, your wife would love it. It's so good. Maybe she's already watched it, though. You watch the first episode, you'd be like, I'll watch this.
I've seen the first episode.
Then watch the second episode. You'll be like, I'll see this. I'll watch this show.
What's
this
it's like the injured manservant shows up and he's like limping around, but I guess he saved the guy's life. Am I saying too much? He saved the guy's life and he's there out of sort of a debt the guy feels he has to pay back, except all of the other house people decide this guy with a limp can't get this job done. He's getting favoritism. Well, let's get him out of here.
We've got to sabotage him, don't we?
Right?
Okay, put him down. Put him in his place. What does he think he's doing showing up here?
Right.
No experience. He's going to be a valet? I don't think so.
Right.
Oh, we'll
you
give
saw
it.
To
him. We're going to give
I saw
him
it,
his.
Too.
Oh, God,
they're mean
so good.
People. They're like, God, the guy's
you know
got
what,
a
though?
Limp. He's a
in
war
the
hero.
End, in the end, you friggin' love him. And you start to understand these people. Oh, my God. It's so, so good.
All right. Ooh. I have a cousin who is close with Seacrest, and he had a TIA live on the air. Transient ischemic attack. Ischemic? Ischemic.
I don't know.
Somebody
wrote that. Somebody was saying that. It looked like that.
I don't. Yeah, I've never heard of that.
So is it serious?
It does. That's I
maybe
just
it is. Maybe
I
the
got.
Guy is
yeah.
exhausted. If I was Ryan Seacrest, I'd be exhausted too. That guy just, he never stops doing any. I mean, why isn't he the star of Dancing with the Stars too? I mean, he, you know, what isn't he doing? He produces everything on the E! Channel. Plus American Idol, plus a daily talk show. Who does he think he is? They can't
Ryan
see him
Seacrest,
get a TIA.
Ryan Seacrest looked like he had had Botox and it migrated down his eyelid. I've seen that before working in hospital ERs.
Well, whatever it was, it didn't look good and it came on sudden.
I'm not a fan of his or anything, but I do feel for anybody who finds themselves in a live situation and experiencing something, not only that they can't describe or stop in the moment, but feeling like they have to carry on. That's awful. I can imagine that the guy was like, not only what's happening to me,
right?
But I have to finish reading this and I'm having
because
trouble.
Because we're live.
Yeah. That's rough, dude. I mean, I give credit for not going, you know what, guys? I have to go. Bye. Right? I mean,
we're going to take a quick break. Right. I'm going to go see what's going on with my eyeball. Not to make fun of people having a TIA, but Jesus, it looked really serious. I was like, uh-oh. So I think that would have been understandable. Quick break. Be right back. Two.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, sure. Whatever
no, I mean, we don't need to. I just
no, I was doing the Ryan Seacrest, we should take a break
okay.
thing. Maybe we should take a break. I mean, it feels like we're about to.
Bye.
Okay, be right back.
Just kidding.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, day two of week 10. It's in the books, Vin.
It's been well. The radio show's in the books. I still got a lot to do, but the plan is to go get a much-needed attitude adjustment. I'm going to go at least look at surf and hopefully get out there and get wet. I could really use it. So,
do you already clear this with a little woman?
Well, I have my kid shift, and then hopefully there's a nap, and once the nap takes place, I can split. So that's the plan. I'm going to get out and go try and do that.
Well, good luck. You know, you need it. I know that's part of who you are, and go get it. Go get after it.
What about you? You going to go, I don't know, pull some weeds? You going to whack some trees off?
I actually do. I have quite a bit of yard work that I got to get to today. I got some cleanup to do after everything we did yesterday. So, yay! I'll get out there, and I'm going to get myself a sunburn. Woo!
Whacking
it's
trees
be good.
Off.
Bryn, what are you doing today? You also on baby duty, or?
That's correct, yes. Just a family time. Same old stuff, you know?
Yeah. And are you going to go plumb anyone's toilet, or, you know?
No. Ideally.
Oh, that's too bad. That'd get you out of the baby duty, wouldn't it?
I'd rather watch my baby.
Well, yeah.
Right. Hey, how are those blue light glasses working? You're looking at me in glasses right now through this camera. I'm kind of tripping on you. They working?
Yeah. You know what? It's funny. I noticed that I can see things with a little more color after I take them off. It's weird. Oh. At first, it doesn't seem like it does anything. It just seems like clear glass. But then after a while, I guess it dims like the amount of power that's going into my eyes.
So good.
Because it is staring right at us, huh?
Yeah.
All morning long. And then, you know, whether it's the thing in your hand or the computer right in front of you, we are screen people.
No, you look great. But what I was actually thinking is that you just suffered some gout outbreaks. And then I'm assuming you're wearing those glasses because of some headaches issues that you deal with when you stare at screens too much. So, you know. That sucks. No one wants to have anything wrong with them.
Right. Yeah, it's more of a precaution. I haven't really experienced any pain yet.
Oh, good.
Like, I'm just tired. It's weird.
Yeah.
My
it sucks it out of you. Yeah. Don't they say that in offices? Like, the fluorescent lights will actually, like, sap your energy? Like, they're drawing off your energy? Like, I'm exhausted. I need to get out into the daylight.
Get some vitamin
D. So let's go do that now. What do you say, guys?
Have a good one.
See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.